Hi, I'm Dan Pollier, and I'm here at the 60th annual ASH meeting and very excited to discuss with you an abstract. The first abstract is venetoclax in combination with hypomethylating agents induces rapid, deep, and durable responses in patients with AML ineligible for intensive therapy. So this abstract was, I think, really important because it looks at that age cohort, older AML patients, which is the majority of patients, who in this case were not deemed fit for intensive induction chemotherapy. And they were given venetoclax with azacitidine or decitabine backbone therapies. And we've previously presented and reported on this data before. What makes this abstract different is that we really focused on the 400 milligram dose cohorts of venetoclax, which is the dose cohort that was recently FDA approved. And so in this setting, with venetoclax and azacitidine and venetoclax and decitabine, always with 400 milligrams of venetoclax, we were seeing very high response rates, so in the order of 70% with both azacitidine and decitabine. With that, we're seeing quite durable responses. So the median duration of therapy with an ongoing clinical trial is looking very promising, as well as overall survival. So at the moment, again, with an ongoing clinical trial, we're looking at an overall survival with either azacitidine or decitabine on the order of 17 months. The nice thing about this therapy is that there aren't particular genomic subgroups that, at least with relatively small numbers, seem to respond worse. So this regimen really does work for across the board AML patients, regardless of genomics or cytogenetics. And we're also able to get MRD negativity in a fair number of the patients. So the responses are quite deep. So we're really excited about this now FDA-approved therapy, and I think this data helps us understand a little bit more what to expect and how to have these discussions with patients. This abstract is venetoclax with low-dose cytarabine induces rapid, deep, and durable responses in previously untreated older adults with AML ineligible for intensive chemotherapy. And this abstract was presented by Steve Strickland from Vanderbilt University. And this continues the experience we have with venetoclax with backbone therapies in the untreated, deemed unfit for intensive chemotherapy, older AML patients. And in this setting, using 600 milligrams of venetoclax with low-dose cytarabine, we now have more mature data and more experience with response rates. So response rates are high, on the order of 60%. With a lot of those responses being complete remissions. Responses appear to be quite durable, and with early time points, follow-up time points, overall survival looks also very promising. This backbone therapy is often compared to the hypomethylator study, which was also presented at this year's ASH. One of the major differences between these two presentations is that the patients who enrolled in the low-dose cytarabine backbone therapy could have had a prior hypomethylator if they had MDS, for instance, whereas those patients would have been excluded from the hypomethylator backbone therapy that was also presented. And we think that this may, and 40% of the patients actually did have this prior exposure to hypomethylator, and Steve presented that the patients who had that prior exposure to a hypomethylator didn't do as well as the patients who were truly untreated. So that may account for the slight difference in response rates with respect to this this backbone therapy compared to hypomethylators. But regardless, this therapy was recently FDA approved, so 600 milligrams of venetoclax and low-dose cytarabine for newly diagnosed AML patients, older and unfit for intensive chemotherapy, and it's a very exciting new strategy that takes advantage of venetoclax, and I think will offer a lot of very hopeful options for patients.